Okay, Chafetz Chaim, it's a piece of Yeshua Perakim. So first I want to just read a little piece from Chafetz Chaim al Torah in this week's parasha. It's always in Yonad Yama. Chafetz Chaim saw every line of the Torah as being eternally relevant, because it is. Yeah, this week's parasha Vayeshev. Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you don't have it in front of you. But parasha azos verumas kol asidol shel am Yisrael. He says the story of Yosef Atzadik is the story of Klal Yisrael. Yosef, haben shayach chaviv la'aviv Yosef mikol banav. Yosef was the ben zakuna. And yet, this is the one who sent him to Mitzrayim, was thrown into a boar, and everything goes wrong, like the Mashpia spoke about this morning. Ama al solo. Right? And yet every time they try to break Yosef down, every time Yosef has a descent, it's all you read the Letzara Chaliyah. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, if you pay attention to the story of Yosef Atzadik, you're paying attention to the story of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael are going to be weak, and they're going to be low, and they're going to be pursued, every single one of these setbacks, the same way that everything that looked like it was a setback for Yosef turned into Hatzlacha, exactly like the Mashpia was saying this morning. He looks superficially like the greatest Lo Yutzlach, but Be'emes Be'pnimius, he's Yosef at Tzadik, he's Tzadik Yisod Olam, and everything he did was setting the tone for the world as we know it. So too, the world's going to look back at Klal Yisrael, and every setback, everything that tried to get in the way of Klal Yisrael really set the stage for a giloy of Elokos that came afterwards. Amarta b'yomahu, otcha Hashem ki anachti. You'll be able to say, thank you Hashem for all the times that you afflicted me. Ki akas v'charan af, that every bit of difficulty that passed over Klal Yisrael, ba'artzos p'zureinu, when we were scattered around the world, hakol haya l'tov asenu. So just make sure you're paying attention to this week's parasha. It's mamish the story of Klal Yisrael. And the more you try to get rid of the Ben Zakuna, the more that you try to get rid of the Tzadik Yisod Olam, you're only putting it into play. The brothers thought they're going to stop Yosef's dream, so we're going to get rid of Yosef. They were the ones who put into motion the fulfillment of Yosef's dreams. And that's always how it is. So I have to just share that with you. It's Chafetz Chaim in this week's parasha. And you read these parashas, you look in the Chafetz Chaim al Torah, every piece. He's tying it into exactly what's happening in the world. So what's happening in the world? Tzipis l'Yeshua. We're trying to get ourselves ready. So we're going to talk tonight about a little bit about the importance of what it means, tachlis, to get ready. Tachlis, both like Rav Hirsch Melech was saying, in terms of being in a state of readiness, of longing, of wanting it. And also as far as learning about it. Learning about Mashiach, learning about Beis HaMikdash, learning about Karbanos, and doing things to be ready, the same way that I need to know the halachos right now, of how to live right now. So if the world's about to transition to Mashiach, I should know the halachos that are going to be relevant when Mashiach comes. I should know that if I have certain leveros and I need to bring a Karban Chatas, I should know how that works. And if I'm going to bring a Karban Toda, I should know how that works. Right? All the more so for Kohanim, we'll see. Talmidei Chachamim. So that's it. Let's let the Chafetz Chaim talk. He says, Paragimel, Bo Yivuar Shatzpil Yeshua, He Gufam Mekareves HaGeula. When a person is longing for the Geula, that itself brings the Geula closer. Umalas Lima Dinyani HaKodesh VaHamikdash Halach LaMaisa. And one of the big campaigns of Chafetz Chaim, and he put money into this, he put time into this, he put effort into this, Kachem Kolo. To build a Kachem Kolo, that Jews should start learning Kachem again. And you'll see, he's going to bring a very strong Maimer Chazal, that will indicate to us that Chazal, even after Korban Beis HaMikdash, Kachem was always meant to be kept in place. See, Zoram and Taros aren't as relevant. We don't have to be maybe as anxious with them. Kachem always has to be on our mind, even in the time when it's not, you know, Poel Lamaisa. We've explained it all now, how a person needs to be longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Shabbos, one of the questions we're going to have to answer for, in a very real way, not in a theoretical way, not in an abstract, did you want Mashiach? Yes, I wanted Mashiach. What did you do about that? Did you think about that? How much did you think about that? How much did you actually prepare for it? So you'll say, well, I can show you a Rishon essay that I davened, the places where I asked for Mashiach. So Hashem's going to say, so tell me, how many times, hopefully you can count them more than one hand, how many times did you actually think about Mashiach when you said those brachos? So that's where things get scary. To peacefully Yeshua. Yeah, we're talking about it a lot. V'ayinu kamo shalom espalim b'chol yom, v'karno tarim b'shu asecha. V'kadosh baruch hu misuraim ala adam k'sheinu mechake l'malchuso. V'kadosh baruch hu is going to have a great taina against us. When Hashem says, you spoke a lot about it, but you didn't really speak about it, you didn't really want it, you didn't really think about it. Like it says in the Psikta, like it says in the Medrash, Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadikim. Look what he says here, very strong lashon. Lo yafa asisa, shechibabtem l'torasi, v'lo chakisem l'malchusi. You love my Torah, and you claim to be very interested in the Torah, which is me in a written form. I gave myself over to you in a written form. So you claim that you're interested in me. And yet, what did you do to bring my malchus back to this world? What did you do to build the base of Mikdush? What did you do to bring the Gula? You can be a person who loves Hashem and loves Torah. And Hashem says, you don't really love me because you didn't do anything for Mashiach. Even about such a person, he's going to be taken to task. Why didn't you do more for Mashiach? Why weren't you living with the reality of Mashiach? And when a person does think about Mashiach, and when I do things, when I live in a way that shows that I'm living with that reality of Mashiach any moment, that makes the Gula itself come closer. That b'shas chorban abayis amar Yitzchak avinu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing medrash in Eicha. Yitzchak says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sholom, Shema ein chazar lebanim. Maybe this is it. Maybe the idea of a base of Mikdash, maybe this is all, is done, we can wrap it up, never to be seen again. V'heishim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tomar kach, what are you talking about? Yesh dor shu matzap l'malchusi, there's going to be a door where it comes back again. V'yad himim gol, if Klai Yisrael would want it, I should wrap it up, just I come back in a second and put everything back into place. If they want it. Shenamar v'yesh tikva l'acharisech, nu Hashem, v'shabu v'anam l'gvula. That if there's a tikva, if there's a hope, if there's a longing, then why not? Everything will come back. Because then nira sheratzon Hashem yisbach. Shenechakelu malchuso b'cholis. Hashem wants that at every moment. The pasuk hayom im b'kolo tishma. Hashem says hayom. We can do it right now. If you're ready, then I'm ready. Hashem's always ready to do it. We have to be ready. That we have to truly desire His malchus. V'nira shezeh shomer chazal tzipisa liyeshua. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what's the question they're going to ask you? Lasse lavo? Tzipisa liyeshua. What does that mean? What does tzipio mean?
Long.
Again, it's not an abstract longing that. Would you like Mashiach? Yes. It's like the Piazetzer has in Savaziras. Right, you're tzapim, something I'm looking at. I can see it in the distance. Piazetzer says in Savaziras, he says, everyone wants to be a tzaddik. Everyone wants to be a tzaddik. Stop someone on the street. Stop a guy who's doing nothing to become a tzaddik on the street. Right? You say to this Jew, would you like to be a tzaddik? Would I like to be a tzaddik? Yeah. I don't see why not. Sounds okay. Right. So Pizza says, that's not wanting to be a tzaddik. Why is it tzaddik? I'm doing things that could potentially lead to amichulam tzaddikim. Every Jew is potentially a tzaddik. And every Jew will honestly tell you, do I want to be a tzaddik? Yeah, I want to be a tzaddik. No? So Lemaisa, does your life match up with wanting to be a tzaddik? So to what degree do you really want it if you're not doing anything about it? So says the Chavetz Chaim, tzipis Yeshua means what? A tzipia. What does that mean? Atzofa means a lookout. That I'm standing on a watchtower and I'm looking out in the distance, waiting for that moment that Mashiach is going to arrive. Umiskone and liros eza davar chadash. Looking for something new that I'm confident is going to arrive any moment. Like we spoke last week. Kach tzarech ish Yisrael lechakos al malchus shemayim sheneskal v'karu. I saw it in a sefer. I think it was it's a famous thing. It's brought from different tzaddikim. I just saw it in my notes today. I think in the Papa Rav from Montreal, Rav Naiman, Zatzal. So they put out a little volume called, I think, Sichos Kodesh. I think that's where I saw it. So in there he says, they say about the Yismach Moshe, they say about different tzaddikim. Right? They say about the Yismach Moshe. That any time there would be like a loud noise.
Somebody coming,
right?
He's coming.
Right, he'd immediately jump up, he'd open the window, he'd look out the window. Meaning he was like living on the edge of his seat as if any second Mashiach's going to come. that if you heard a sound, he thought it was Mashiach. I was thinking when that fire alarm went off the other day when we were sitting in Shir. Right, so at first it sounds like a fire alarm, and then after like a few seconds when it just like becomes background noise, right, you start to think like, wow, maybe that's the shofar of Mashiach. And maybe it's not the fire alarm, you know, you never know what it is. But that's how we should be living. When we hear a sound, right, when you hear like a strange sound in the distance, you should be like, well, maybe that's it. I'm ready. Maybe that could be it. So that's what it means to be mitzapeh. To be a tzofa, to be looking for, as if it's coming any second, because it is coming any second. To be waiting for that gilui malchus shamayim. Vina yadua. Now listen what the Chofetz Chaim says very strong, and I'm happy, I'm so happy that I davened Marv just now. I was a little bit rushed because I was trying to get to the shir, but I was so happy that I caught myself by Aleinu, and at least I can say one time to the Chofetz Chaim, when I meet up with the Chofetz Chaim after 120, I'll be able to say to the Chofetz Chaim, one time I said Aleinu right, and it's thanks to you. So if you didn't daven Maariv yet tonight, you're in luck. Make sure you don't forget this piece from the 5 seconds, you know, after we finish learning it. When you go daven Maariv, try to hold cup. Okay? Here's what he says. The Chofetz Chaim says, we say in Aleinu all the time. There's many examples we can pick in davening. Hine yadua shuz harnu haTorah v'yisrachek midivrei sheker. Midvar sheker tirchak. There's not many places where the Torah itself, right, puts a harchaka. Hey, Rav Yosef Engel has a famous list in one of his svarim, where he talks about places where the Torah puts a siyag to itself. Puts together a list of examples where the Torah itself has a built-in siyag. Normally we think the Rabbanim are the ones who put a siyag to the Torah. But there are places, based on, you know, Yosef Engel with his brilliant Bekiyas, puts together a list, I think 16, 17 places, I think it's in the Lekach Tov, he has it there, maybe one of the other svarim, where he puts together a list of places where the Torah has a siyag, where the Torah itself guards itself. This is one example. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. A harchaka from Sheker. It's built, the Darais itself is built in with a harchaka. It's very strong. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. It's probably the most mefurish example in the Torah of the Torah putting a fence around itself. Sheker is so repulsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to put a harchaka against it. The opposite of Sheker is Emes. Maybe you could say Tzedek. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Again, a double lashon over there because it's something that Hashem desires so much. The emes and the sheker and the distancing from sheker. So sheker is something that's very repulsive. Sheker is repulsive if I lie to my friend. Sheker is even more repulsive if I lie to my parents and my rebbe. Sheker is the most repulsive if I lie to a Kodesh Baruch. How often do we lie to a Kodesh Baruch? Says the Chofetz Chaim. Hainu afilu im adavar zeh ino sheker gamor. Let's say a person says, "Well, I'm doing so. It's not exactly sheker." Rak sheyesh bo ksas tarovas shein emes. Right? So that's what the Torah says. Midvar sheker tirchak. A harchaka from sheker. Not even a little bit of sheker. Well, it's a small lie. It's a small... It's not exactly true. Ain true estaf lamed aleph. That's also prohibited. V'zeu afilu imu medaber im ish shekamoso. That's true from talking to a baser v'dam who's my contemporary. V'kol shekenu medaber im nasi b'yisrael. V'kal v'chomer ben v'noshel kal v'chomer if I'm speaking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'vade yish li zar milios dover sheker l'fana. To lie to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Repulsive. V'kamosha kosev dover shkarim lo yichon l'neged enai. Hashem says a person who's sheker can't even come into contact with me. My midah is emes. Chos moshel kadosh baruch hu is emes. The gemara says in Shabbos. It's my seal. It's my stamp. V'hinei zeh afilu eino mazkir shemoshel kadosh baruch hu al inyan zeh shu medaber. That would be true if I lied to Hashem without lying with His name. What if I lie and I use His name? I take His name in vain and lie to Him. U'beprakash u'mazkir shemo al inyan zeh bevada itzach zehiras gadol al inyan zeh. So how often do we take Hashem's name and say something, and says the Chofetz Chaim, and you don't even mean it for a second. You haven't thought about it once in your entire life. Look what he says. It's a wondrous thing. We say Aleinu. 3 times a day we say Aleinu. What do we say in Aleinu? We're Messiahim. We're longing for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm confident, I'll even say your name about it. Hashem Elokeinu. I use Hashem's name twice. Liros Mehera B'Siferes Mezech. I'm waiting, longing for you, and I'll say it with your name, that I'm longing and I'm waiting for your arrival, Hashem. So if it's true that we really are longing for this Gilei Elokus, really, you're ready for Mashiach? And if Mashiach comes, you're going to have a clue what to do? You don't have any sense of how the world works, how the Beis HaMikdash functions. So most of us will excuse ourselves by saying, I'm not a Kohen. Right, it's an easy out. We'll see if that's it. We'll see how far that takes us tonight. The Ainu Kol Halachos Hashaychos and Yonei Karbanos VaMikdash. I'm longing for you, Hashem. So Hashem says, you're longing for me in what sense? You don't know anything about me. That version of me that you're longing for, of Gilui Elokus with the Beis HaMikdash with Karbanos, you don't know the first thing about that. What do you mean you're looking forward to it? You're not looking for it. You don't know what it is. Ba'avur she'oz kol adinim alal yendugam l'maisa. Uledugma, he says. In mitzapim she'yavah ha'melech li'er. Look what he says here. If you're mitzapim, the king, you heard a rumor the king might be coming to town. What are you going to do based on that rumor that the king might be coming to town? Afilu b'sveik sveika. Mikashtim is called Rechovas L'chvoda. You'll hang up beautiful signs and banners and decorations. Afilim Ya'elef Rechovas. Even if there are 1,000 streets in the city, and there's a Sveik Sveik, then maybe the king will travel down one of those roads. You're not going to that road's not going to be prepared for the Melech. Misafek Pen Yisa Derech Rechovas. Maybe the king's going to travel on this road. You'll spend millions. The city will spend millions of dollars on the Safek. Maybe he'll come, and maybe he'll come on this particular road. That means 99 out of 100 of the streetways that are going to be decorated, the king's not even going to come down those roads. But misafik, you're going to be ready, because if the melech really shows up, I better be ready. So therefore, if you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, if you'll say it 3 times a day with his name twice, no. So what are you doing? What are you doing l'maisa to get yourself ready? And if Talmidei HaChachamim are not familiar with the halachos, what a bizayon that's going to be. Why? We're saying things before Hashem that we don't really believe. When a person looks at it and reflects upon himself, he'll find more than 40 names of Hashem a week, thousands of times of saying Hashem's name, the low davar, without any purpose whatsoever, without any kavanah whatsoever. He's claiming, I want, you don't want, it's just you don't want. He's saying day in and day out, and what have you done? What have you done to advance the arrival of Mashiach? What have you done to prepare yourself? That if Mashiach were to show up, you would feel comfortable with that reality of Hashem's world called Geula. So now the Chavetz Chaim, of course, is Malamed Schus on Klai. Most of us will excuse ourselves, and then what to maybe bank on? That what? Why should I know? I'm not a Kohen. Okay, so that's good. So that helps the non-Kohanim and the Kohanim. The Kohanim who are still not doing it. A Kohen who doesn't learn the Avoda, you could be called to work tomorrow. Hashem chose you for His service. And that suffik is not, again, not merely a hashkafik suffik, it's a halachic suffik. The Gemara in Erevin says, if a person says, Hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba, I'm taking upon myself to become a Nazir on the day Mashiach arrives, so is he allowed to drink wine that day? Not allowed to. Asur b'chol yom lishtoz yain. Why? Maybe Mashiach will come today. Maybe Mashiach will come tomorrow. The Gemara says there are certain days Mashiach is not going to come. The Talmidim of the Brisker Rav against the Brisker Rav. No, so how do we say? Animam b'muna shleima. Im kol ze'achakalo b'chol yom sheyavo. Mashiach doesn't come on certain days. The Gemara outlines certain days.
Shabbos,
yeah? Yom Tov. Shabbos, right? The Gula is going to be in Nisan. Season. We go in Nisan, the same way we had a Gula in Nisan. Yeah. So the Mishka Rav said, we'll work those things out. We'll cheshvin those things out. Let's just get Mashiach and we'll cheshvin them out. Yeah. And the same thing by the Belzer Rebbe. They asked the Belzer Rebbe the same thing. The Belzer Rebbe had a whole hachana for the Gula by Pesach. And they said, it's too late, it's not going to work. So there's different nusachos, right? One nusach is, let Mashiach come and then we'll let Mashiach figure it out. And then another nusach, the Belzer Rebbe said, let Mashiach come and I'll figure it out. I'll make the cheshvin. We don't have to worry about these things. We just have to do our part. Right? The Gemara says, if I say I'm going to be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes, I have to be choshesh lehalacha that maybe Mashiach's going to come today and I can't drink wine. V'nifsa kein lehalacha, the Ram Paskin is this way in Hilchos Naziros in the fourth parak. V'yadua mashahaya be'esa gula shniya. We know that we once got caught in this embarrassment of not being prepared. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Haggai, go check the Kohanim, see if they know anything. And unfortunately, many of them didn't. The Chenya Bavade Begula Achrona, the Kama Tigdol Aklima Kishalo Yodu Malah Hashem. What a design it's going to be for Klal Yisrael, where Hashem's going to say,
every
Kohen
is supposed to do the
Avodah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not all
Kohen
do the
Avodah. Right. So not every Kohen. Okay, but Misafik. The same. That was the Mashal. The Safik. Maybe you'll be called.
I knew a rabbi in Bnei Brak.
Yeah.
His name was Avshul Brander. He was a big Talmud Chacham in Kotsha. And he could say that the Shibinov say on him an expression. When Mashiach comes, right away he can do the Avodah. You know all the halachas. I know him. Avshul Brander.
Be ready.
He right. He can hear the whole of
the
Koshum Taharis. He knew what to do.
The Rabbi, he said by Rav Soloveitchik. He said by to do the Yom Kippur. He was such a bucky in the Yom Kippur about the. He said he could do it in a second. But he said he knew. He said he knew it. He was ready. But it wasn't a theoretical. The person can sometimes study the Sfarim.
If the boys know what it means to be a Kohen, you must be Kotsen, Taharas, and the B'Samikdash every place. We're not allowed to go. We do this. We do the Hazor. We do in every Kohen have a different Hazor.
It's what to prepare. Yeah. Uve'emes mutul gam kein al kol tamen chacham shebiyisrael. So again, we'll excuse ourselves. We'll say, okay, so I'm not a Kohen, I'm not the biggest Talmud Chacham. I don't take the Achayis. You'll see at the end why everyone has to take the Achayis. But certainly, the Talmud Chachamim, if you already are going to be a Talmud Chacham, to not have knowledge in this area is a big chisam. Kol Talmud Chacham Shvi Yisrael, lekvoa eis me'itosov, ledas dina mashayich l'nani kodesh v'amikdash. Delo yadua mashamru chazal. Interesting. For all the Gemara that we try to push on everyone, Chazal understood that not everyone's going to be Zochet to be Matzliach in Gemara. Not everyone's going to love Gemara. Okay? 1,000 people come to learn Tanakh. V'chelek asir mehem yoytz in the Gemara. Nimtzal the Gemara hu echa mimei anoshim. So by Kohanim, you think every Kohen is going to be independently capable of learning the Avodah? He's not. No, so who's going to teach him? He's still a Kohen who has to work. But he doesn't know, he's not the biggest adult Talmud Chacham to figure out. So who's our Christ? Is it to teach the Kohanim? Talmid Chachamim. Right? Then not every Kohen is going to know it on his own. Ish Lamdan Mavin Allah who echa mimeya. That means that 99 out of 100 are pshutim gemurim, says the Chafetz Chaim. Uvevada yitzruchu lilmod imahem dinei avoda. Ve'im kein, tzarech kol tamil chacham ledas va'atzmo mitchila dinei avoda. The Talmidei Chacham are going to be the ones who have to know. Ve'chein haya gam v'zman ha'mikdash. The Yerushalmi in Shkolim says, that's how it was. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Talmidei Chacham hayu lom dimo kohanim dinei shchita v'kabbalah zrika. So the Talmidei Chacham has to take achrayas for this. That if Mashiach were to come tomorrow, that the same way that someone could walk into Beis Medrash and ask a Talmud Chacham a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos and get a clear answer and know what to do, Shaila to ask, how do I bring this carbon? V'chein b'vada yeh be'is ha'gluha. K'shiyavru asayam, v'yitztarech kol echel hevi carbon toda. He's the carbon toda, he said. He's saying anyone who crossed the sea, who's chayav, who has owes a carbon toda, or any chol who is nisrafe,
right from the past, he's saying. There's going to be a lot to do.
The Gemara says that one of the Tanaim he kept a list of. Of times he made a mistake, he was chayav a carbon chatas, and he wrote down his list. I owe a carbon chatas. Yeah. So who's going to bring all these carbonos? The Kohanim need to bring these carbonos. And how are the Kohanim going to know how to bring these carbonos? Who's going to tell them how to bring it? The Talmidei Chacham. And what would be Zion and a klima and a disgrace it's going to be if the Talmidei Chacham can't guide the Kohanim? It's going to be a terrible bizayon. And we have to be prepared because at any moment now, this reality could become our reality. Okay, let's turn the page for a second. I want to make sure we have a chance to finish up. Says the Chofetz Chaim at Tazayin, second paragraph. Okay. Kishanu omrim nikavel lecha liros mehera b'siferes uzecho. Tzrichim anu lischazik shiu shchichim kohanim lakro. If we say that Hashem, we're ready, we're eager, we're wanting it, so Klai Yisrael, take a chayis to make sure that kohanim are in place. Ayinu shekol mishu ben Torah, ubeprat, kishuhu gam kein kohen, a person needs to set aside time. Lilmud in yonei hakodesh v'hamikdash. Uvezeh yeheker she'anu mechakim v'tzapim al asgalas kvod v'olam v'navar avadaso v'chol asher v'chol asher yisaven. It's a venu. It's a venu. For those who speak that way. It's a venu for those who speak that way. Good?
Mashiach can speak.
Mashiach can speak. That's a good question.
Mashiach's
hand. I don't know Mashiach's can speak.
You say, what head are you going to come? This head, what kind of head are you going to come?
What do you say?
It's a kutchman. You mean a kutchman?
No.
They're very winter. Very cold.
Oh, yeah?
No head.
He's going to come with the hat you wore for Mincha the other week.
What?
He's going to come with the hat you wore by our Mincha the other week. The MS.
I know they have different hats. You can see them yours. But the old vision forever,
yeah.
Old. In Romania, he had a hat, and he going to the street, he saw that the galach have a
hat.
So he turned it out. Now all Hasidim go on his head, they turn and on the side, yes. If the mosh, not this side, it's up, this side, the right side. So maybe.
There's a shadow. Moshe Rabbeinu the Gemara says was 10 amos tall. And the Mishkan was 10 amos tall. So the question is, how did Moshe Rabbeinu put a hat?
Put
on his hat? How did he wear a hat in the...
Yeah,
that's what I say. We had a flat, satmar, flat.
It's still high.
Okay, it's a shot. It was not sakana by the areas.
Like
how do we do the areas?
Like Lipshut Shashivas. Like Rav Lipshut said.
Yeah. Alright.
You remember Rav
Lipshut? No. Eliyahu will tell us what to do.
Eh?
Eliyahu will tell us what to do. Uve'emes mu'vara tam shekasavnu l'mal. Oh. So now. Now is where the Yisraelim get thrown in. So until now, we excuse ourselves, some of us. We said, I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I'm not going to be teaching Klal Yisrael. Okay, but now here's where everyone gets pulled in. And we want to get pulled in because it can help us tremendously. Dafka Megalos. Uve'el mismil vada tam shekasabnu l'mal shesarach chol Talmud Chacham le'das dine avoda. In order to be able to teach the Kohanim, hello, a Kohen who shayach rak l'inyan Kabbalah v'zrika, shezem miyuchad l'Kohen b'vat. There are parts of the Avoda, the Chofetz Chaim says, which a Zar, a non-Kohen, is actually allowed to do, and has a shaychus to. Aval kol shar and yoni hakodesh v'cholaleim v'prateyim heim shaych l'Yisrael k'mal l'Kohen. Okay, I don't know if every Yisrael has to, meaning Yisrael who does that is kosher, right? Yisrael who does shechita, it's kosher. It has to be done by Yisrael. The lighting of the menorah is technically kosher by Yisrael. The hatavas and eras has to be done by the Kohen. The lighting of the menorah technically in Beis HaMikdash can be done by Yisrael. Okay, does that mean it has to be? It will be? I don't know. The Chofetz Chaim says, you're a shaychus to it. You could do it. But more than that, much stronger than that. Much stronger, says the Chofetz Chaim. Kamagadol v'kadosh ha-limud is it. I'll go one step further, says the Chofetz Chaim. And show you just how important this limud is. If you want to be serious about Mashiach, have a small Seder limud once in a while. Know what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Can the Isa v'Megillah lamed out? Avram Avinu says before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shem Achas V'Shalom Yisrael Chotem Lefanecha Va'ata Oselem Kedor Amav Kedor Aflaga. Maybe Klai Yisrael are going to do Averos. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Karbanos. What are we going to do? You're going to want to destroy us, Hashem. So Hashem says, no, I'm not going to do that. Avram Lefanu, Ribono Shel Olam, B'ma Yida Kira Hashana. How do I know? How do I know it's going to be okay? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, what? Brisbane of Asarim, take some animals. Hashem says, you're going to bring karbanos. Amar lefanu ribono shel olam, tinach bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam. But what about bezman sheein beis hamikdash kayam? What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Amar lo, so Hashem says back to Avram, you have nothing to worry about. What are you going to do when you can't bring the karbanos? Tekanti lam seder karbanos, kol zman shekorin behen mala ani alein kiilu makriven lefanai karban u'mochal ani al kol avonoseh. When you, the lashon of the Gemara here is when you're korin. Now the Chofetz Chaim says korin doesn't just mean rikavans. If I'm just gonna read it, I'm just gonna daven it up, which is not a nice way to talk. Hakavana, says the Chavetz Chaim, she is bonin bepeirusha muvafane hakravasa. I have to know what I'm saying. If I'm just gonna mumble through Ezum Makoman every morning and not have a clue what any of those words actually mean, that's not, says the Chavetz Chaim, what they had in mind here. When it says what? Korinben means to study them. There's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the beginning of the Har Tzvi, where he asks on that Gemara, and he has a whole discussion here when it comes to trying to benefit from saying karbanos. Is it saying and understanding, or is it just saying? The Gemara says, like we just mentioned before, I think Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, maybe Daf Yud Beis, that one of the Tanaim kept a list, and he said, "This is my list of karbanos that I'm going to bring to Mashiach." No, the Gemara Megillah just told us that what? You can bring the karbanos now. How do you bring the karbanos now? To study those karbanos now. You have this Gemara in Megillah, and you have the Gemara at the end of Maseches Menachos. Zos Torah ha karban. Right, so kol osek, whatever karban is kilo hikr of that karban. There it says osek. Osek really means to be busy with. So that's part of what Rav Pesach Frank is talking about. Is enough to just be korei, to just read the words, or do I have to really learn them in order to, as if kilo had brought the karban? Chavetz Chaim understood, as he quotes the Gemara Megillah, he's already saying, no, it doesn't. Korei doesn't just mean just to say the words. You have to be osek in it. The same way that when you bring a carbon, it's an avoda, it's expensive, it's a big animal, you take a trip to the Beis HaMikdash, so too, yeah, you have to, now one of the advantages, the Chavetz Chaim writes in his Kuntres Torah Org, all about Kachim, he says one of the advantages we have in the Galus is that you don't have to spend $500 on an animal. You can go into the Beis Medrash, you pick up a Gemara Menachos, or a Gemara Zvachim, or a Meseches Tamid, a Meseches Midos, whatever it is you want to learn, a Bechoros, right? And you can offer the Karbanos. You can get involved in the Karbanos. So, Hashem gave us a discount in the Galus. It's not bad.
But the one who just do it before.
Oh, so right. So as we figure out, Ki'ilu, does that mean that I get the full credit as if I brought the Karbanos? Ki'ilu, I brought the Karbanos, they still have to pay off the difference, maybe, from Shia. It's okay. But that's where Rav Pesach Frank has in the Shas and Chuvas Har Tzvi at the beginning. The Isan Bemedrish Parsha Sav Sikl Rav Kahan. Rabbi Yezer, maybe Rabbi Lazar, I'm not sure. B'shem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Shalo Yu Yisrael Omrim. Chai Yisrael should not be able to claim the Sha'avrayinu Makrivin Karbanos Misaskin Behen. In the olden days, we used to bring Karbanos and study Karbanos. V'achshav She'ein Anu Makrivin Osan. Ma'u Lisasik Ben. Ooh, nowadays we don't bring the Karbanos, so what's the point of learning about them? Klai Yisrael might make that erroneous claim. Just because you can't do the mitzvah entirely, doesn't mean you shouldn't do the mitzvah partially. Who do we learn that from? Baran Makos, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu set up 3 Ari Miklat in Chutz Laaretz, knowing full well he's never going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And knowing that the 3 Ari Miklat in Chutz Laaretz can't protect a person who kills Meshogeg, until you have the corresponding 3 in Eretz Yisrael. And yet the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Oiv kesef lo yisva kesef. A person who loves money is never satisfied. A person who loves mitzvahs is never satisfied. Moshe says, I'll do what I can. I'll do whatever I can. I'll do whatever I can. Okay? So Hashem says back to Klai, so what does that mean? You can't, what, because you can't bring the carbon, so therefore you don't take any interest in it. So do what you can, learn about it. And not only that, Hashem says, I'll give you credit that you did as much as you could, I'll give you credit as if you brought the karban. Please don't forget my Seder karbanos. Ella, rather what? He's harubahan likrososan, lishnososan. Read about them, learn about them, study them. Ratzalomer belimud ilchosayan. And therefore, says the Medrash, imsisasku bahan, malani aleichem kiilu bekarbanos atem osukim. It'll be as if you're osik in the karbanos mamish, ayin sham od mashamarech bezeh. Okay? Now, look at the punchline. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'neyadati yasat tshuvos asher yashiv. I know the excuses that you're going to make. And at this point, every yeshiva on planet Earth, not all, but basically every yeshiva on planet Earth, and Befrat, we're going to get into big trouble now at the Chavetz Chaim, because we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin. Right? We're going to make an excuse, and many yeshivas will make this excuse, and the Chavetz Chaim says, I don't buy that excuse one bit. What's the excuse? The excuse we're going to say is, hold on a second. Why should I learn about dinim that are only nogei alas and lavo when there's so many things that are relevant right now? Don't you think I should learn Hilchos Shabbos first? Should I learn Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Tefillah? How to put on my tefillin the right way? The right kavana for putting on my tzitzis? How to tie my shoes like a Jew? There's so many things that I should learn now. Right? Why would I be osek in things that are beyond now? Let me focus on the now first. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, I know you're going to try to make that excuse. Ki b'yameinu tirdus hazman merubos, u'mishpat hakadima l'alachos hanohagos hazman hazeh. We have to start with those things that are relevant now. There's only time for so much. I'm going to train people in Beis HaMikdash, but I can know how to keep Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim. That's a very nice claim. But that's also, right? Remember we said before? It's wrong to lie to a regular person. It's even wronger to lie to the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says, what are you talking about? Eshalem, halo yish kama mesechtos, asher ruban einon sheichos bezmaneinu lemaisa. So if every yeshiva had a program where you were learning halacha lemaisa things, right? So that people would walk out of yeshiva after however many years and know how to live their life like a Jew, then gevaldik. But no yeshiva operates that way. The yeshivas operate in learning mesechtos that are totally not nogei lemaisa. Ki rov mesechta Sanhedrin. And when you're learning Sanhedrin, ki rov mesechta Sanhedrin, mesechta Makos, most of Yevamos, and many, many other mesechtos that are studied with put much time and energy into in yeshiva are not knowing halacha lemaisa. V'or kahina asher ein nohagis bezmaneinu lemaisa. So don't tell me that you only learn lemaisa things, because you don't. It's not true. If that was true, then maybe you'd have a case, but that's not true. You study them greatly, in depth. Why should kachim be any less than any of these other sections?
It's hard.
It's hard. So we run away from it. Okay? Jump down a couple lines where he quotes the Gemara above Messiah in parentheses. The Gemara above Messiah tells the story that one time Rabba Bar Avua found Eliyahu, the Shalos of Eliyahu. Lamalu Lamad Seder Taros. Eliyahu said to him, why do you learn Taros? So he says back to him, Ba'arba lo matzina, b'shisa matzina. I can barely learn the four main ones. What are the four main of the six Shisha Sidra Mishnah? What are the four main ones? Says Rashi, Ba'arba. Bigirsa da arba sedarim could go in Moed, Nashim, Nezikim, which are Noheges Bezman Azeh, the same as Bezman Abayis. V'kodshim. Kodshim is the fourth one that a person should learn. Of the big four, out of six. Because the Pasuk says, V'chol makom mukhtar mugash l'shmi. That when I'm Osek in Kodshim, it's as if I'm still Osek in Kodshim. And the Gemara in Menacha says, Eilu tamidei chacham ba'oskim b'hilchos avoda, ma'alaleim ha'kasuv, ki'ilu ma'kriven osan b'beis ha'mikdash. So b'shisa, metzina, you expect me to learn all six? I can't even get through four. Which two are less important, so to speak, on some level? Zra'an eino noig b'chutz laretz, b'chein taros, ad kan l'shon. So they said back to Eliyahu Navi that kachim has to come before Zra'an and taros. So what do you see? Harei sheseder kachim, hayu lon ma'moram, kmo shar sedarim. That kachim is up there with Moed and Nashim and Nizikin. Kachim is up there. If you're not going to learn science, don't learn Zra'an, don't learn taros.
Then why not?
You should also, if there's time also. But Kachim is on par, right? It was the part of the essential cycle of four, along with Moed and Nashim and Ezekiel. When we tam zeh, for that very reason, Sidru of Ashi, now look what he said, amazing line. You ever think about this? Why do we have Mesechtos, why do we have Shas Bavli on Kachim? In Taros, all we have in Gemara is Mesechus Nida. In Zeram, all we have in Gemara is Brachos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I'll tell you why. They set it up to continue studying because it's meant to be studied. Mitam zeh sidru of Ashi Ravina b'doros habayim. Gemara al seder kachim. Mashalo asu came b'zram v'taros. Even though there's a lot to talk about there, as the Gemara in Bracha says, they had 13 different versions of learning Maseches Uksin. Right? There was plenty to write about that. And yet, they didn't focus on that. Why? Because they wanted us to focus on Kodshim. And he quotes the Rambam at the end of the Parash HaMishnah, Menachos, where the Rambam quotes a Lashon, that Tamir Echacham Ma'oskim Malechas Avoda, Ma'la Aleim Akasav Ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yameh. Unbelievable. So when a person learns it, it's as if you're building a Beis HaMikdash. It's as if you're getting the schar of bringing those karbanos. Okay? Let's wrap up. The bottom paragraph. And now, no Yisrael can argue on this last point. You know what this can do for you? You know what learning these areas of Torah and putting your Aleinu into Lamaisa can really do for you? It protects you from all sorts of from all sorts of kitruk, all sorts of things that might come to taina against you in the Olam Ha'emes. He quotes a lashon from the Zohar Kaddosh, in the Medrash HaNe'elam, Parshas Vayera. So that's the Zohar Kaddosh, I believe, is the Medrash HaNe'elam. Amar Rav Krispadai, Hai man demadkir inyana de korbanya, person who's osek in karbanos, v'takruvta v'pume v'batiknesios v'batimidrashos, Hainu kol karbon v'karbon lava huba, a person's osek in karbanos and wants to understand each one. Umaisa voda v'akrava mamash v'chol karbon v'kivan ba, and his kavana is what? Ratzalom r'sheyze makom esek ha'akrava l'chapra l'yedeze oso achit shabala oso karbon. And he says, Hashem, this is the best I can give you today, please accept it. Says the Zohar Kaddosh, bris krusahi, you have a guarantee that what? That the malachit, the medachrin choyve la'avshale, that when the malachi chavala, the bad malachi, come to Shemayim to incriminate a person, to testify against him, to bring him to shame and disgrace, delo yecholin lemevid lahon elativu, they're forced to sing your praises instead. Now you can clean your slate. You can get a fresh start by offering karbanos. V'ayin sham o'ch aliyah navi gila sozel or pinchas ayin sham. Chavetz Chaim Kedarko Bakodesh was very much well versed in this start in the Zohar. If you look at his writings, he's quoting it all over the place. Even though, right? To be osik in. That's how it sounds, but you can't just say it. You could also just say it. Halavai, we should say all karbanos every day. Okay, last pitch. From this Maimer alone, says the Chavetz Chaim, you want to throw out everything I told you until now? Just take this comment from the Zohar in your back pocket, and you have plenty of reason to be koveya time. Pick up a Rambam once in a while and just see how does it work in the Beis Hamikdash? Any karba, there's plenty to look at. Do one halach in the Rambam today. Do one Mishnah and Kachem today. Close your eyes for a second when you're saying Aleinu and think about what you're saying. Hashem, I really want the Beis Hamikdash, and I believe that it could happen right now. From this Maimer alone in the Zohar, Nuchal Ahavin Godel Hazrizos Lelimarahu. How diligent and how serious we need to be about this limud. Halo, kol echad yodeas nigei levav. We all know that we have a veros. And that means that all these years until I learned Kachim, those veros are lingering. They're sitting upon me. They're weighing upon my neshama. There's all sorts of forces of negativity that are testifying against me. Can we call avo niver makatrig echad, like it says in Pirkei Avos, a bad maisa, or even as the Maharsha writes in Makos Daf Yod, a bad machshav or a bad dibor creates a malach. So they're hanging around. How can I get rid of them? Because sheyesh lano eitzav etachbula hashket rucha shlo yuchlo lakatrig aleinu. We have an Eitzah to get rid of them. They shouldn't be able to be mekatrig against us. But Adrabah, the Lashon of the Zohar was, they'll turn them into malachim who say good things about us. How much do we need to take to heart this advice? But lowlis atzobah, not to become lazy about it, or to say kachim's too hard. Umavad calls that. And the last point, which should be so inspiring to us, is that what? In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, you don't get to bring your own karma. You don't get to administer the, if you're a kohen maybe. But most of us don't have the opportunity to offer the karma on ourselves. Now we get to be the kohen. We have reshus to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be a kohen. Right? The Kla Yisrael is a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. And every Jew can be masharis in this way. Rak l'kohanim b'levad in the reshus in the times of the mikdash. V'ilu bizmaneinu kol echem Yisrael yesh lo reshus lilmor in yonei ha-karbanos v'kadosh baruch hu machshiv lo ki'ilu hekriva. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you credit as if you offered the karbanos. V'od yesh kama mamari chazal mafligim ma'od b'inyin kedushas halim ra'u u'ma'am mehem me'atakti. Look at my sefer Torah Or. If you want to see more. And in the last paragraph, he concludes by saying, and in many editions, by the way, it's recently issued, you don't have this last piece. You can see it's some type of hashmata, it's in brackets. But he says, even those of us who can't do it, let's at least support those who can do it. Let's give money to a kachim kolo. Let's give money to various organizations that are doing things to prepare Klal Yisrael for the Beis Hamikdash. I'll just end with an Imre Amos that I saw yesterday. The Ger Rebbe writes, by Chanukah, Tafresh Pehei, says an amazing bar. He says, Kavu Shir Uranan. Chanukah is his man of singing. The Zohar answers the question. On the one hand, it says, Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. On the other hand, it says, Ivdus Hashem B'Yira. So which is it? The Zohar says when we have a base of Mikdash, it's Ivdus Hashem b'simcha. When we don't have a base of Mikdash, it's Ivdus Hashem b'yir. We know, Ich Nashir Ashir Chadash Avas Necher. How can we sing? How can we sing songs when we're not in the base of Mikdash? And yet, Chanukah, Kavu Shir Anan, we have the ability to sing. So therefore, says the Rayanis, it must be, and in Chanukah we have the base of Mikdash. On Chanukah, we're so connected to the Oraganus of what the reality of the Beis HaMikdash that it will be, that we're able to taste it, and Kavu Shir Anan, we could sing, Kilu we have the Beis HaMikdash. As I told many of you sometimes from the Mar B'Chaim, from the Chaim Brim, when a Jew lights the menorah, you are the Kohen. You are the Kohen Gadol. What is that?
Aragunis.
Yeah. So that's it. So we're there. Kavush Yir Ananim. So it's Yivduas Hashem B'Ahava. Right? It's Hashem B'Simcha. It's Gilu, we have the base of Mikdash. That's what he says. Reb Chaim Brim says, and I'll end with this. Birchas Haroah is a funny thing. Why do you make a brach when you see someone else's menorah? So he says, the answer is the mission of the first parak of the ninth, the first mission of the ninth parak of brachos. Haroah Malkum Shanasa Bonisim Yisrael. You make a bracha. When you look and you see another Jew's menorah, you're seeing the makom anis. Your mom is seeing the hemshach of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Lashon of the Ramban and Parshas Balos. That shalcha kayemis la'olam, your menorah lasts forever, Aaron HaKohen. Your menorah lasts forever, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. When a yid lights a menorah at his window or by his door, wherever he lights it, that is mamish hemshach. And then for kavu shir ananim, we have the Beis HaMikdash. So on Chanukah, it's a time to really work on this. Chanukah, we get a taste, our mamish there. The goal is to just try to hold on to it, to believe that Mashiach is going to come and I'm going to do something to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my Aleinu is not in vain. That when I say, Al Kein Dekav Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, I mamish say it, and I mamish mean it. Mashiach to the Gula, and Herab Yaminu.